Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 33 of The Good, the Dan, the Florida Man. Coming at you, as always, your hosts.
Hi, I'm Ryan, I'm The Good, and with me we've got...
We have Daniel, a.k.a. The Dan. We also have...
Ben, and I'm in New York.
So it makes really him a bad Florida man.
I really wanted to feel what it was like to mess up an intro just once. I wanted to be the guy. It usually gets messed up before me.
I gotta be honest, I almost passed out during that intro. I don't know why, but when I did the voice, I almost like fell back into my chair and like just unconscious. And so I almost really messed up that intro, but now that you
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you're all right.
I think I need iron.
I also lied. I'm not even in New York. I'm in New Jersey right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm in a hotel in New Jersey. I was in New York this morning, but...
Good for you. I don't know what you want us to say.
Bro, I don't know.
For you, you look happy and healthy.
Well, it's good to know that you're in the Florida of New York, New Jersey.
I mean, this is pre-Florida. That's all that it is. Everyone just moves down to Florida from here. So I can't wait to buy a house in West Palm Springs. I just combined two cities.
Yeah, you did.
It's fine.
Yep.
But they all moved to both of those cities. It's whatever. I don't know, man. Look, today we have a special guest on the podcast. We'll be interviewing Lucas Arnold, friend of the hosts, friend of the podcast. We'll bring him in. Bring him in soon. We're very excited to have him on. Until we get there, this is your first time, look, words are hard right
you
now. Apparently, I am having a trouble doing thing. We're gonna take a deep breath.
Wow, man.
We're gonna take a deep breath. We're gonna try again.
This is impressive. Yeah, we're all stand up comedians. We started this podcast when the whole pandemic was like, stay inside, and we were like, well, we're comedians, so I guess we'll talk to each other. We still have shows coming up. Ryan, what are your shows? Thanks for asking, Ben. I've got a show. On the 29th at City Winery in New York. Dan, do you have any shows coming up?
I do. On December 11th, I have the Soliloquy Showcase in Salt Lake City, and I just don't look up venues enough. But there was that. Ben, what shows do you have coming up?
I have so many, and I'm very
worried
about
let me do
it.
Them for you. On November 20th, he goes going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at Patawad Atomic.
Are we sure he's that also we wanted Dan to do this?
No. On 11/26, we've got Las Vegas, Nevada at the Red Rock Casino, which looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. 11/30, we got Little Rock, Arkansas at the Looney Bin. In 12/2, we've got Birmingham, Alabama at the Stardome. 12/3, Panama City, Florida, House of Bourbon. And 12/4, Atlanta, Georgia, Roll Call Theater, followed by another show at Atlanta at the Roll Call Theater the next night at 12/5. December 9th, Ben returns home to do a tour of Florida for the holidays.
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida, or the Orlando Improv, then Ocala, Florida, Marion Theater, 12/10, 12/11, Gainesville, Florida, High Dive, 12/12, Tampa, Florida, Side Splitters, 12/14, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook. That's a fun place. You'll have fun with that. I actually just posted a TikTok about that tonight. 12/15, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Dania Beach Improv. Then 12/21 at San Antonio, Texas, at LOL. And then 12/12, Dallas, Texas at the Addison Improv. And then 12/23, Phoenix, Arizona, Stand Up Live. If you need help remembering any of that, go to Ben's website at benbrainerd.com. If you're having trouble spelling Brainerd, try using yours.
And that's the end of the episode. That's the end of the episode.
I guess after 33 weeks, y'all got me down, huh? How tired are you after reading all of those shows? I just have to know.
Nah, it's a lot, man. I got tired at like 12/11, and I was like, oh man, there's still more. I'm tired.
Yeah, just over halfway through, you're like, I'm done with this sentence. Oh man, I've just been busy. I had this past weekend, I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at an anime convention. And that was fun. I actually had a good time. There was a lot going on. And then I just flew up to that Monday, I flew up to LaGuardia, picked up a rental car, picked up Lucas, and then I drove to Bridgeport, Connecticut for a show that night. And then today we drove from Bridgeport back to New York City and then down to New Brunswick, New Jersey for another show. I literally just got done with the show and got back here.
Did you do anything New Yorkery?
I got stuck in traffic.
That's the phrase. Oh, yeah. And how was that?
Yeah. interesting. It's different, man. Like,
different than LA traffic?
Yeah, so LA traffic, I think everyone just accepts that there's traffic. And if you are the new car on the highway, everyone's like, welcome to the suck. We're all here. Come on in. Bring a friend. And in New York, I feel like people in New York drive like they want to be in an accident. It's not even like a secret. They're not hiding it from anybody. Like, they drive in New York like they have a bat in their trunk and they just remembered they haven't used it in a while.
It's been a minute. We don't want it to have been a minute.
You're like, this traffic has a lot more fuck yous than usual. That's interesting.
It's not even that. They want you to hit them so they can yell it. Like, that's where they're... People in New York drive like they dated Jake Gyllenhaal in 2010, but they haven't talked about it since 2012.
I see what you did there.
I got another one.
Ben Taylor's version.
People in New York drive... emerge on the highway like Duolingo reminds you to do your Spanish lesson.
Oh, with a gun. Gotcha.
Yeah. Aggressively without notice, and you're pretty sure someone's going to die. But it's been, I guess it's been fun. I've seen stuff. The leaves on the trees are different colors up here, and that's interesting.
Nice.
Pretty. Have you guys done anything the past like 5 days? I don't know. We recorded an episode fairly recently.
I was going to say something, but I'm not. No, I've had a very boring weekend. Yeah.
Terrified by what all that
means. I'm going to use my imagination.
My imagination's going to be
probably isn't
worse.
What you're thinking, but yeah, great.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I hope it is.
So many video games came out. Can I talk about that? Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Do it.
Battlefield came out early. Halo Infinite's good. Call of Duty Vanguard sucks in ways that I wasn't prepared for.
Wow. Like what? Wait, like what?
Like the literally the storyline is just the worst thing I've ever witnessed in a Call of Duty game since the last time they tried Call of Duty in World War II. And it's literally just...
You play those games for the storyline?
I really do. I like a campaign. In fact, that's my problem with Battlefield right now is that like they have a really cool setup for their multiplayer that would have made an amazing campaign, but they just didn't do it. Which is
that's
a bummer.
The worst.
So... yeah, but dude, the campaign for, let's put it like this. The campaign for Call of Duty is like this. You start off in the first mission. There's like 8 total. There's not very many. Mm-hmm. The first mission, you're just part of 6 dudes that are all, and a girl that are all very, first off, dumbly stereotypical. And second off, it is also just, they're all main characters, but they don't know how to coexist together. And then they get
sounds
captured.
Sounds like our podcast.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. But they don't know how to coexist
three
together.
Three more white men.
I want to speak now.
Well, here's the thing. Actually, you know what's funny is this one is like the woke version of it. Like, where it's like, we've got a black character that, like, knows all the things and is just very clearly against racism. It's like, yeah, really? No kidding. We didn't need that. And the Nazis, super racist towards black people. It's like, really? Really?
What?
Did you the Nazis? Crazy. Like, and also, if you were gonna do something, say like to talk about like I don't know race in World War II, maybe bring on a Jewish character. Not one. They have a freaking Australian. They have an Aussie as part of their World War II team. I don't know how to explain this to you. They didn't do a ton in World War II. They weren't really engaged.
Like fighting emus or whatever that
yeah!
was.
Yeah, I mean, it just none of it makes sense. Plus, every character that you think like every time it's. Literally, the whole storyline is this. They get captured, and then it goes back in time, and so you learn about each one of these characters, and any character that is not the main character is gonna die. And you just know it. It's just the dumbest. It's so dumb.
I hate when a death is obvious, I will say that. When a death is obvious, it's like, ugh. Like, it's something that I really love, and I've been watching, is Arcane on Netflix. It's the League of Legends TV. Yeah. Insane. Episode 3... Me and my roommate were freaking out because it's like Game of Thrones level vibes, like, and good Game of Thrones, not like bad Game of Thrones, but, you know, seasons 3 to 6, I think is usually what's referenced, but yeah, a really good show.
Oh, well, now since
Mary and Pippin were one of the like, I don't know which one, either Mary or Pippin from Lord of the Rings was one of the Nazis in the game though, and the whole time I'm just sitting there like, which hobbit are you? Like, I don't know.
Oh no.
Anyway, sorry, Ben, you were saying.
I was about to say, well, since like every woman that listens to the podcast has officially turned it off, I think we can get started with our.
Oh, because I talked about World War II? Dang it.
It was, you went from video games to a show about a video game to a hobbit is a Nazi. But
we're all about diversity, yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I think it's about time we bring on our guest for the week. You guys know him well. He's got 3 million followers across all social media. You might know him from his impressions. You might know him from his he does jokes about women's clothing as if that's not just a joke in and of itself. And you might know him because he walks into his mirror and says, hey, and then tells a joke and then says goodbye like a good little TikToker does. Please welcome in my hotel room right now, Lucas Arnold.
Hey, what's up? I'm gonna pretend like I wasn't listening to everything. Diversity, one more white guy. Let's go.
Well, hold on, you're like an eighth black.
A quarter, excuse you.
Even better.
A quarter.
That's even better.
It's very important. It's like when you ask a kid, eight? No, I'm 8.5. It's like, it's very, the fraction is very important.
Lucas, you've lived in New York your whole life.
Indeed, yes.
Yes, and as from a person who's been driving in New York City for like a half a day, what a wildly stressful city.
Oh, yeah. Well, can I say very, very briefly, because I obviously I overheard you talking about like what it was like when you first got here and you picked
you
me up.
You were eavesdropping?
He's got
it's a bad habit, but I'm trying to break it. We're trying to break bad habits.
I love it visually. People can see that he's got a half of Ben's earbud in. To be like, you were eavesdropping? It was in his brain. Like,
no, but I wanted to say, and I already said it to you, but you know how, like, if you, like, maybe you're a big fan of, like, Lord of the Rings or the Harry Potter, whatever it is, like, that you're absolutely obsessed with, and then you see a friend of yours watch it for the first time, and you're just, like, feeding off of their reaction? That's what it was like for me watching Ben hate New York traffic. It was delicious. It was great.
You also made fun of me because I said it was cold outside, and you said specifically, no, it's brisk.
Yes.
I love that so
I
much.
I like that there's I a, love different, that. A difference.
Oh, yeah. We were walking to the car. He was like, it's so cold. I was like, I could take my jacket off. I could. This is nothing. It was like upper 40s. It's breezy. We are good. It was, yeah.
You were so close to being stabbed. Yeah. Multiple times. By me.
Something fun that you guys might appreciate is I got to show someone for the first time recently, because like that moment of just like you get to show someone something that you appreciate. I got to show someone for the first time Chris Farley, because in 26 years they'd never heard or seen anything by Chris Farley.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
And you're just sitting there crying.
Oh yeah, just I showed her SNL's what's it called?
Chicago
Matt Foley.
One?
Down by the river.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, down by the river, yeah. Yep.
Classic.
And then Tommy Boy.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
To be fair, I also never heard of Chris Farley until maybe my junior year of college.
Same.
It took me a while.
Same. I happened upon a Chris Farley video on YouTube.
Now I love him. I own Tommy Boy on DVD. And, like, he's awesome. But yeah, there are lots of things where I've discovered much later on than I think a lot of people where they like grew up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when I found Chris Farley, but he never left after I found him.
He finds you. You know?
Well, what I was trying to get at, Lucas, is I'm upset that you've been watching me stress out in New York City traffic for the past 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in front of the whole podcast, I am asking you to tell us about the most stressful day you've ever had.
All right. The most stressful day I ever had was actually my prom night. This was very, very stressful.
I'm already finished.
What?
Nothing, whatever it is you're imagining happened, none of it happened.
Okay, like what year? Junior year of high school?
No, the senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school.
So yeah, 2013. Yeah. And so this is what happened. So like, I went to high school in Brooklyn. I was a theater kid, so me and my theater friends, we got together and did a party bus. We hired a party bus.
It already sounds so bad.
Oh, yeah. This party bus is going to be a big player.
A bunch of senior year theater kids on prom night in a party bus. What could go wrong?
Oh, so much.
Could anything go right?
So we went to our prom, which is on Staten Island, and that was fine. It was fine. But afterwards, we went to a hookah lounge in Brooklyn. And
not the direction I thought this
was exactly going. The
it
direction
gets so
I
much
could
worse.
Have seen.
Like, theater kids are different in New York, okay? Theater
where
kids.
Did you guys where did you guys go after your prom nights? I think I went to like Denny's.
No, I'm kidding. No, but I actually had buddies that did go to a hookah lounge after prom, like, or our version of prom. And so
how
like,
old were they in prom?
18. That's 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hookah just feels to me like an older person, like a 25 years old and still lives near
that's
his
fair.
High school kind
yeah.
of thing.
Hookah's just such a funny thing that, like, I don't know, it just makes me giggle.
Well, if you think about it, it's actually kind of, like, attractive to a younger crowd because they're very fruity in flavor, typically, so, it, like,
yep.
It's a very, it's a
sheesh.
It's a great, yeah, exactly, it's a great gateway into smoking.
It really is, yeah.
The way that you described that, it sounded like you were about to say it's a great gateway into being gay.
You're not wrong about that.
Kids on a party bus smoking hookah, and no one.
Oh my
getting,
gosh!
Okay.
I'm so all drunk right now. That's how this works, right?
Yeah.
I went to Denny's after my prom.
That would have been much tamer than what happened on my prom night.
Okay, so yeah, you yeah. party bus,
yes.
prom okay. night, hookah lounge.
Yeah, and so by the way, so we. So we had, like, our tuxes and dresses, and then we changed into our, like, regular, like, casual clothes.
Yeah, your hookah clothes.
Yeah, our hookah clothes. Have, yeah. On the party bus when we were on our way there. And as we were on... No, it was actually as we were setting out from my friend's place to our regular prom that the bus driver turned to us. He was like, all right, I know you guys are going to be drinking and maybe doing drugs or whatever. It's your prom night. Just don't throw up or do anything on the bus. I won't say anything if you don't do anything.
Classic bus.
You guys were like, actually, sir, we're theater kids.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
We haven't even heard
can we sing
drugs?
You a song?
I'm just going to be drunk on a good time. Yeah. But, all right.
Nobody's gay. No one. Okay. No, I'm just.
This is a Christian podcast. We don't tolerate this, you guys. No.
Our Christian Minecraft server.
Yeah. No. So okay. So we get to the hookah lounge.
Okay.
And so we had like some other friends of ours from our high school that were there, and me and my like crew, we go into the basement,
my
and there's like
crew. He says.
Yeah. I have a crew. I can say
he
crew.
He rolls fuck. Deep. Okay. Lucas rolls deep.
Yeah.
Me and my roster.
Yeah. All right, so.
Me and my cast. Me and my cast. We're rolling deep through this yeah. hookah lounge.
I was an understudy in this scenario, big time. So we're in the basement, and my date, who's my friend, who's. I won't mention her name, so let's just call her Janine Garofalo. So. So
okay.
Yeah, why
sure.
not? Sure. Wait, would give her a different name?
I wanted you to use her real name.
That huh? sounded
what
like
is...
her real name. That sounded.
Oh,
that
her,
sounded
name is, yeah. oh her name no. is not Janine Garofalo.
You know that's
oh,
a that's famous Janine person.
Garofalo. Yeah, exactly. Who was not at my prom?
That's
but,
an actress.
Yeah, yes. and a comedian.
Yeah,
I did not
a
know that.
A great one.
I wanted you to say her real name. I wanted to roast her live on the podcast.
I gotta come up with a...
Sarah with an H.
Sure, Sarah with an H. Let's call her Sarah. What?
Who's found a way to call you guys?
Hold
you're
on.
In a hotel room. Hold on, let's just enjoy this.
Hello? Hello?
It's Janine Garofalo. She's angry with us. You don't know who I am.
Sorry, Janine.
What? Who was that?
Nobody answered.
What?
Okay.
No, hey, yeah, there was nobody on the other line.
Yeah, you guys are living a horror movie. I'm just letting you know that right now.
What the fuck? Two friends that were comedians stayed the night at a hotel.
I've been watching the Paranormal Activity movies. This is scary.
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's a noise complaint. We're being too loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Is it really a noise complaint?
Yeah.
So, Janine Garofalo doesn't like how loud we're being.
No, Janine Garofalo is a bit of a party pooper.
Oh my god.
You mean you can't record podcasts in hotel rooms? I give up.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So, yeah, we're going to make this an ASMR.
No more laughing. I hate ASMR. I'm not going to listen to this podcast.
All right. Okay, so back to the story. So I'm in the basement of this hookah lounge, and my date, Sarah with an H.
Get closer.
I'll get closer.
Yeah. We're just going to...
So, yeah, Sarah with an H, she says, hey, Lucas, I'm going to go smoke weed outside with this guy. Would you mind holding onto my purse? And I go, sure, absolutely. And so she gives me her purse. And then, like, 10 minutes goes by, and I'm thinking, all right. 20 minutes goes by, and I'm thinking, okay, something may have happened. And I'm getting a little bit worried. Then it gets to, like, 30 minutes. And then I ask my friend Catherine, I'm like, hey, have you seen or heard from Sarah with an H? She's like, no, I haven't seen or heard from Sarah with an H. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try to call her. But just before I call her, I open up the purse and her phone is inside. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no way to reach her. And so I get together.
These dang old theater kids.
Oh yeah. And I get a couple of my friends. I can say their names, Josh and John, fairly comp. So yeah. But, so the hookah bar is like right in the middle of the block, and we go outside and we go to the right corner, right over here. And I see a friend of mine on all fours with another friend pushing a finger down her throat, trying to get her to throw up. Then I see my friend Sam trying to push up her date, and he's like keeling over. He's like so drunk that he's almost like passing out. And we're trying to help them a little bit, but then my friend Josh, he goes, oh, Sarah with an H may have gone back to the party bus to get something from her bag or something. And we're like, oh, that's a great idea. And so we start running across the street to the party bus, which is over here. And
I
Josh,
like how you're doing a map and nobody, nobody can see it except for me.
No, the geography is going to play into it very soon.
Well,
so,
you better use your imagination if you're listening right
now. I'll close my eyes.
Anyway, so we're running towards the party bus. Josh runs a little bit faster than us, and so the windows are tinted except for the window on the door. And so Josh runs; he peeks in through the window on the door, and then from like 20 feet away, we see him clasp his hands over his mouth, and then he runs back to us, and we're like, "What did you see?"
The most theater kid gasp.
Oh yeah,
there ever was.
Yeah. Oh no. I must tell the others.
Yeah. And so we asked him, what did you see? And he was like, the bus driver's masturbating. We said, what?
What?
No.
I was so expecting that. Genuinely, I was not expecting that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one coming. I guess
I thought it was going to be like Sarah with an H is doing something. But like...
Nope.
Okay. What was the bus driver watching?
Let me tell you exactly what I saw.
Drop the link.
No, let me tell you. So, like, the way the bus was arranged, it was, like, two long couches on either side of the bus.
Okay.
And he was laid down on one of the couches, and from the angle, I could see his legs twitching very rhythmically. Like, one leg was really going, kind of like a dog getting an itch, you know?
I don't know about you guys, but my legs don't twitch usually.
You're not doing it right. Moving on.
Well, I don't like. I know Ryan's do, but that's just like his whole body shakes all the time.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. Was Ryan the bus driver?
You know, suddenly.
Does he look like? Yeah. All of a sudden, it makes
Ryan,
a lot of sense.
Ryan, you masturbate?
Did the bus driver?
No.
Wait, what did you say? Sorry.
No, I just drive buses.
Yeah.
Did the bus driver look like he moonlights as a youth pastor?
You know, he might. He had the
fair enough.
But also the thing was that, like, because we all left our bags on the bus, I could tell from where he was laying that my bag was right at, like,
no
pelvic longitude. It was like it was in the splash zone. And so
I hated that phrasing.
Oh yeah. And so I immediately, like, banged my fist on the door. I was like, open up. And then he, like, rushed out and he opened the door, and I, like, went in and I grabbed my bag and I was just holding it like this. I was like, no one's touching this for the rest of the night.
You've seen too not much. Your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite literally his kids all over Lucas's bag.
Dad's character.
Luckily nothing was on it, but I get my bag, and then, like, all the three of us were, like, running back to the street corner. We're trying to help our friends that are on that street corner. Then we see,
what the heck was that?
I accidentally pressed a button on the ear pod. My apologies.
It's okay. No, keep going with the story. It's fine.
Okay, so there we go.
I'll fix it. We're good.
All right, so we run back to the street corner trying to help my friends, and then we see two police officers walking to us, and we think, oh my God, they're going to arrest us for, like, underage drinking just and
existing.
But here's the thing. They walked right past us as if we were all invisible. And what I was told
because
later,
you're theater kids and you are
exactly
invisible.
We are above the law.
Not the direction
they're like,
I was going.
I'm just picturing a very, like, dramatic scene of, like, those policemen are going to get us. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That guy that earlier found the bus driver just clasped his hands again in the exact same way.
And what I heard later, unconfirmed, but what I heard was that one of the people in our group was very rich, had a dad who made a big fortune in oil, and had paid off the police to not arrest any kids they found in a 2-block radius of that hookah lounge.
I'm sorry, hold on. This is the most cartoonish bullshit.
I promise you I'm not lying about anything.
You just said that you had a friend whose dad was rich off of the oil. That's literally a show. Money. That's a TV show. This is a cartoon. And then he used his money to buy off the police to not arrest any theater children within a 2-block radius of a hookah lounge.
Yep.
This is the most ridiculous story
in
I've
New
ever
York
heard
City.
In New York City.
In
New York. Yeah. Friggin' Macaulay Culkin was just sitting over on a bench watching all of this, just oh wow, I'm lost.
I love it.
I promise you none of this is made up. I cannot confirm whether the police were actually paid off, but this is what I was told, and the police did walk just right past us.
Wow.
These are all elements that these are true.
I should have made friends with theater kids. That's all I'm learning right now. I'm like, ugh.
Oh yeah. Wait, what was it like? Wait, Daniel, what was, like, your crew in, like, high school? Like, what was, like,
I was
if
such
anything?
A
there was
such
a crocodile, a hippopotamus. And Dan, were just the biggest, baddest.
I don't know how to react to that comment. I guess, yeah, sure, whatever you said, Dan. That's interesting. An interesting question, and I've never really been asked that. But I was a drifter. I used to drift from friend group to friend group, but I would say...
Did you just describe high school Dan as a drifter?
Yeah, he was a
I just went
a
with the flow.
He was a transient.
Really, though? Between, social groups?
As soon as he graduated high school, he became a migrant worker. It was really just an upgrade.
It was cool. He went to Dubai. He never got citizenship, but he went. I
desperately wanted to be a theater kid, though. I wanted to be, but... rugby is, like, super huge in Zimbabwe, and so, like, the expectation was, like, you have to be a rugby player, and I got
and
forced
you know how
into
Dan is about
I literally this is a story time for another time, but I got forced into playing varsity rugby.
I think you told us this story.
Did I tell you that one? Okay. Yeah, it was just the
you
worst.
Got super aggro and just busted through because someone kept grabbing the balls.
Well, that was another time, but yeah, basically, like, it was just hell. But yeah, I would do the plays, though. I used to break dance in the school plays, so that was good. But that's as close as I can.
You have yet to break dance for us, Dan.
I know that you are a break dancer. I saw that video where you described break dancing for, was it Robert Mugabe?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That was also in senior year. That was crazy.
Wow.
But yes, a dictator.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, right, back to your story.
Yeah. So you're on a street corner. Your friends are throwing
up. We're close to the end.
The police don't care about you.
The police do not care about us.
The bus driver was masturbating on the bus. You got your backpack, children free.
Where is Sarah with an H?
Yeah, that's where is.
Well, that's where I'm about. That's what I'm about to tell you. So, like, we went out of the hookah lounge. We went to this corner. Then we went across the street to. But the thing is, like, she was just on the left side corner of the block. That's where she was the whole time. It was literally just boop right around the corner, and she was fine.
You guys are on the right side of the corner, just like, where the hell is everyone?
Exactly.
Just reeling.
And another thing was that, like, I expect this
from Ryan.
Hey!
The thing is also is that, like, is that her parents, my date's parents, they kind of gave me the tone slash kind of as if I was sort of like her babysitter. Like, they were like, hey, make sure nothing happens to her. Like, they sort of like knew
they
that she
knew.
Was they knew that she was like a little bit more of like a partier than I was, and they thought something might that they were like
a partier just sounds like she's bad at GPS.
Yeah. But yeah, and so I felt very much responsible for her well-being, and like I was very angry. I was like, where the fuck were you? I was very worked up.
I was over on the corner.
Yeah, doing nothing wrong at all.
We were over here looking for you, but I was over on the corner.
Exactly.
Yes, I was on the
corner. Exactly.
That and also then, sounds like a weed smoker. Like, I was just over there. Yeah, I was just chilling over there. You didn't see me? I was just there.
How did you get home?
Well, that's the thing, is that we couldn't tell the rest of our theater crew what the bus driver was doing on the bus, because he was our only ticket out of there and back to my friend's house. And so we got back on the bus, and then we all crashed on my friend's living room. But then me and my friend Josh, we were kept up. We couldn't get to sleep because
all you could hear was just... The bus driver was also there.
It's that sound, but not for the reason you think. It's because all of the girls in our group stayed up watching Dance Moms.
Now I get why this is so stressful for you.
Yeah. This was... Yeah.
I love it.
Is that a euphemism? Did I just... Like, what did I...
I don't think so.
Oh, no, that's just a show.
Okay.
JoJo
Siwa.
That's
a show on, like, TLC, I think.
I love
your story...
Siwa.
Your story got so pure, even Ryan is confused.
Like, what?
What a...
I love it.
You know what? Dan, I hope this helped you experience Theater Kid Friends.
Yes.
Like, you just lived vicariously through Lucas for this. The most stressful day of Lucas's life.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you've had a... Honestly, pretty easy life.
I mean, all things considered, yeah.
I mean, he does have the trauma of watching a bus driver masturbate, but yeah, sure, he's had a good life.
He's like, hey, look, if it wasn't trauma, it would be an awakening. So either way, that's a big moment.
I'm like, wow, I'm so jealous. You got to see him? Tell us about it. How did it look like?
Let's not. We're going to skip those details. We're going to move right on. Thank you for that story. I don't feel like we've hit an equilibrium between me driving in New York City during rush hour and you telling me a prom story as far as stress level goes. But, like, you know, I'm glad you told it. I'm happy.
What?
Look,
there's so much passive aggression. Yeah, but that's the thing is, I feel like because you guys have to keep the volume down, it comes off just like
so passive aggressive. Yeah.
I can't be as
the way he wants to. Yeah. So he's screwed. And this is.
I'm speaking with my eyes.
Hmm.
I will admit, like, this is just for Lucas, but it's about the two of you. When we first started doing the podcast, I genuinely thought we were gonna like have like a breakup moment because it felt like. I don't know. Initially, when we first started, like, doing the podcast, it felt like I didn't know how to read Ben. And I was like, is he angry with me? I feel like he's angry with me. I couldn't tell. Then I understood who Ben Brainerd was. And then I was like, okay. We're good. We're set.
You don't know how happy that makes me feel.
I genuinely, like on the third episode, was like, we're going to break up. This is like...
Is it just that you like inspiring just a bit of fear?
A
bit of fear.
I love chaos.
Mm.
And so I do what I can. I've always had this like weird thing that just like secretly. I mean, it's hard to do now that I'm sort of famous, but like I've always had this weird thing in me where like secretly, anytime I go somewhere and meet new people, I just kind of want to be like a ghost in that area. So like the next day when I'm gone, every one of them gets together and like, do you guys remember there was like a kid here? I don't.
There's like an adult child. Do you remember the adult child?
I don't know. And like everyone's like, I think this was just like a collective dream we had. I don't think he's real. Like, that's who I wanted to be. Now that I'm
you want
to
be a local legend.
Yeah, I want to be a myth.
But in multiple places.
I want to be a myth.
Like the Babadook.
I too want to be a gay icon.
Yeah.
Just like the Babadook. Oh man. Okay. Well, let's get into the real interview. The reason that we have you on this podcast, other than ASMR, good ASMR vibes. Man, we are crushing this right now. You are. I think you got known first and foremost for your impressions.
Mm.
What got you started on that?
What got me started? So, like, I always could remember what I heard pretty well, and like,
I think it's called having a memory.
Okay. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so... Anyway, just me.
And like, I always could, like, recite, like, Monty Python sketches. My parents were, like, huge fans of Monty Python, and I could, like, recite them pretty well. But the first time I really remember, like, a pattern well was that I took the subway to elementary school every day, and then when my parents would pick me up, we would be waiting in the train station, and it would be either the F or the G train. And I realized over time that the F train made rhythms of three coming into the station, and it like clacking on the tracks. And so it would be like, this is like the F train coming into the station. It would be like, and then it would rush in the station. But the G train made rhythms of two. It was like, and over time, I learned
how... Okay, Charlie Booth, carry on.
Yes.
But what over time, was I was able...
I was. He said, what tone was it?
What note?
Oh, I don't have perfect pitch. I can't tell you what notes they were.
No, I'm a little bit upset that your first impression was the F and the G train.
Well, I don't think of this as like...
I do.
Okay.
I think it's that's first of all, I like how you just breezed past the fact that you were like in third grade. I just used to take the train to elementary school as well.
Yeah, that's like, what I was shocked that he breezed past too.
My parents could not trust me.
How else do you get there if
eight.
You're a Brooklyn kid? That's how you.
I grew up in Daytona. I would take the cemetery. That's not a joke.
Oh, I don't know why, but I imagine you like surfing on a gravestone.
Only once. Look. There was a cemetery right outside like the back fence of my elementary school, and it was just quicker to walk through the cemetery and then hop the fence.
Okay.
So I would walk through a cemetery every day on my way to and from elementary school.
How we got here today.
I like how you guys are also talking quieter.
Well, yeah. Well,
I don't know how to not reciprocate. Yeah. I'm like...
You guys are such empaths.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You want me to be loud? Ha ha ha.
No, I want you to. I don't want you to whisper. I hate ASMR. Hi, Ben. Please. Okay.
I knew it. Someone.
I will take my headphone out.
That's just us with Lucas. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's how you started.
That's how I think I like started with like sort of like my brain starting to recognize patterns and like. And being able at least to hold them in my mind in a way that I could differentiate stuff a little bit easier than I think a lot of other people could. And, like, it got to the point where if we were waiting for the train and I could tell if it was an F train coming, I would be like, Mom, what are you waiting for? Let's get up to get on the train. Like, it's going to be an F train. Or if it was I could tell it was a G train and, like, one of my parents got up, I would be like, no, sit back down. This isn't the one that takes us home.
Would your parents at any point were like, I think our son's autistic.
I mean,
they had me tested. They had my little brother tested. My mom is
a clinical psychologist, and she was like, no, you didn't fit the criteria. Okay. I was like, all
right. Other than the train thing is really pushing that home right now.
Believe me, I thought of it. I questioned it. I asked my mom, I was like, is there any, I feel like there is like a
mom,
train, and she was like,
I'm weird.
Here's a follow-up. Do you remember the first time you did an impression for people successfully? And what was that impression?
It was my 10th grade English teacher, Mr. Morris. He was from Barbados, and he was legally blind, and he would call everyone, ma'am. He would always look up at the ceiling and go, ma'am, can you see what I've written on the board there, ma'am? It didn't matter what their gender was, he called everyone ma'am. And
yes, we love...
Yeah. And
he was out of the crowd.
Queer rights, yes, queer representation. Yeah.
And I did once my impression because, like, a lot of, like, kids in our class knew that I did. He asked me to do it in front of the class, and he really liked it, and he said to the class, you see, ma'am, I am multiplying. And he was, like, indicating me.
Why does your 10th grade English teacher just sound a little bit like King Julian?
That's racist. He was black. And anyway.
And King Julian is a lemur. I don't...
In Madagascar, which is right next to Africa. Hello. Anyway.
My math teacher used to hold my hand through lessons because he'd want me to shut up. He'd make me sit by him and he'd hold my hand to embarrass me. I'm pretty sure that, it's a very different story. I like to believe that it was because he wanted me to stay quiet. But, yeah.
It doesn't sound good, though.
I bet he did want you to stay quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get those vibes. I have pretty good gaydar, and yeah, I didn't get those vibes. But yeah.
Dan, it took you 24 years to come out to yourself. I don't think you have great gaydar. Your gaydar sucks. Your gaydar couldn't identify home base.
It's just a little slow. That's all that it is.
What you don't know is that I actually really liked another man holding my hand. But yeah, it was just weird. I don't know why I brought that
up. How long did it take you to realize that?
Realize that I liked holding men's hands?
Yes. Mm.
I remember daydreaming about it once, and then I went to my church leader about it and said, hey, I keep daydreaming about holding a guy's hand. And he was like, let's kneel down and pray.
Here,
and we did.
Hold my hand. Let's pray.
I prayed for forgiveness that I was dreaming about that. But that was like probably like a significant moment. Yeah. Anyway, back to your story. I feel like I'm going through therapy here. I'm
going
to shut up and like sit here.
Impressioned the train.
Yes.
Then you impressioned your 10th grade English teacher.
Yes.
So at that point you were like, I bet I can do other voices. Let me see where I can go from this.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I could do like Donald Duck. I was taught how to do that when I was 7. Just like I was taught by a carpenter in upstate New York.
too many facts.
It's all true.
This is the most Disney thing. I was taught how
was
to
his
do
name
Donald
Geppetto? Like what happened? Yeah.
Nah, his name was Clark.
I was taught how to do the Donald Duck voice when I was 7 by a carpenter in New York. Yeah. Was there a cricket?
No, but he was self-taught.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Lucas, you're living a cartoon.
I know.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Is this just what life is like living in New York?
No, this is just me.
Okay.
The life of Lucas.
Yeah.
A three-part series.
I attract a lot of crazy in my life. I always have.
Yeah, now you're in a hotel room with crazy.
But mine tries to kill me. Yours sounds cool. Like, this is just... Oh, my God. I have a question for Lucas.
Yes, please.
Which is... And it's unfortunate because it's just so dumb. But because you're an impressionist, have you always considered yourself impressionable?
I'm gonna kick Ryan out of the podcast. We're just gonna mute Ryan for a bit. He's not allowed to speak.
I've been muted.
Good. Ryan is muted. Until further notice. I'll figure out how long he's supposed to sit in the corner.
Wait, what does impressionable mean here? Does it mean like very open and easy to receive like the energy around you, or like what is
gullible.
It? Gullible.
He told you that he learned how to do a Donald Duck sound from a carpenter in upstate New York. I think he's pretty impressionable.
If only we could hear Ryan laugh at this. Oh well.
I genuinely am, though. A little too much. I'm trying to work on it. Better boundaries. But yeah, definitely yes.
Sure, I just want to keep Ryan like this so that he can mime everything.
No, he's unmuted. I've unmuted him. I'm just I'm too quiet today, or else I'd be able to fill in for Ryan. I don't have the oh my goshes in me right now.
My gosh.
Well, okay, so I went for a little walk today in New York, and New York is a very walking city. Everybody walks and bicycles. Indeed. So I imagine since you don't have a car, I've had to drive you around. You walk most places. How often do you get recognized, or do you get recognized just walking around the streets?
Oh yeah, it happens. And one of the weirdest ones was when I was going from one open mic to another, and on the way, me and these two other comedians, we were walking past a venue where John Mulaney was going to be performing. This was only like a couple months ago. It was in the summer. And there was this group of four women, one of whom I went to high school with, and not one of the theater. She was not in the
Sarah
cast.
H.
She was
Ugh.
Not
a,
not Sarah,
Sarah H.
Nah, her name was Elizabeth. That's her real name. And she was like, oh my God, Lucas. And I was like, oh my God, Elizabeth, I haven't seen you in ages. We were like caught up for like 30 seconds. And then she said, I actually didn't recognize you. It was one of my friends who's a fan of yours who pointed you out. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I was, yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, what's up? And she was like, oh, I love your videos. I was like, thank you so much. She was like, can I get a photo? I was like, sure, yeah. And then so she's like, she gives her phone to a friend, and then she like puts her arm around me. And then so like, Ben, you're me and I'm her. And so right before the photo is taken, she's like, oh, by the way, I'm sorry about your dad dying. And then smiles for the camera. It was that quick.
Oh.
And I was just like,
what?
I want to meet her.
I don't.
That
I
like
don't
a
want
perfectly
that.
Perfectly normal photo from you. Just thanks for the trauma memory, and then boom.
There's
wow.
a picture. It's just a picture out there somewhere of some girl smiling super big, and then Lucas.
She's just
crying. And
she's
confused.
Just the female Ben. She's like, how can I make this really uncomfortable and painful at the same time?
How can I make this really bad for everyone involved except for myself?
Oh yeah,
I'm sorry. That sucks. That's a wild.
I've had a couple like that. One other was when I was at a friend's birthday party like a month ago, I think. And this dude recognized me, and he was like, "You're Lucas Arnold?" I said, "Yeah." And he was like, he was very drunk, and he said, "I just wanted to say, I'm so glad your dad didn't die from COVID."
What the?
I love that since COVID has become a thing, because I had a my grandma died during it, but she died of liver cancer, and it's one of those things where it's just like, if it's not of COVID, everyone's like, oh, thank God. It's like, no, they're still dead.
They're still dead.
Yeah,
they're
still
very dead. Yeah, like I don't understand. Good God,
I would have.
Oh my gosh,
I don't even know, man. Thank God he didn't die of COVID. I'm so glad he didn't die of COVID. I would have probably responded with, yeah, me too.
Wait, Ryan, right? What would you have done? I'm curious what your response would have been.
Oh, just as genuine as I could, be like, I know, it really helped. Like just to free, like, confuse him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
In the moment, I just said, I was just like, okay, I'm going down a really... I just said, I'm going down a really weird emotional spiral now. And then he said, okay... Big fan of your videos, and like gave me the thumbs up. I was like, thanks, and then he walked away.
Wow.
Good. Listen, if you are a human being and you're a fan of ours and you see us walking around the street, for the most part, it's totally fine to just walk up and say, hello, hey, appreciate you, love your videos. Don't do that.
I'm shocked that this has happened to you more than just once, though. That's the other thing. Is it's like
I told no. What if we learned from the podcast thus far? I attract a lot of weird. I attract a lot of weird elements, all coming together to meet me.
The drunk guy at the birthday party.
Mm.
Do you think he could have been the bus driver?
The bus driver was very old. Well, older. He was like in his 50s at least.
Wow. Mm. This was years ago.
Yeah. Probably okay, Benjamin Button.
Maybe.
Right. Benjamin Button, the masturbating bus driver.
Mm.
Hated that
Ben's
image.
Trying to tell us it was him.
Hated that story.
Well, we're just going to move right along past that.
Mm.
Lucas, we usually try to have some fun and games with our guests on the show, and okay. Since you are big into impressions, we were wondering if you would be down, if you'd able to, can you do some impressions for us?
What if I just said no?
I would just skip it like we didn't talk about it before the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, yeah.
So I have this list of impressions here, and so I'm just going to throw them at you, and I want you to say in the voices, oh no, our table, it's broken.
Okay.
I like how we cringed at Ryan. I think you need to be muted, Ben.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Do you have a better thing?
Because we're TikTokers, no. I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You do know your audience, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah. It's popular right now. When this comes out, people will be like, oh, yeah, that'll be a thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So we'll start out with the one that you kind of got, like, the biggest, I think, the biggest sure, yeah. known for, John Mulaney.
Oh, no. Our table. It's broken.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
So good. So Ron Swanson. Especially after watching Big Mouth. Yeah. This is
oh, yeah.
great.
Okay. Oh no, our table, it's broken.
Okay.
Oh, that's so
wow.
Good. Donald Duck.
Oh no, our table, it's broken.
God, it's good.
Sorry.
That's three for Zoidberg. Three, Doug.
Oh no, our table, it's broken, I say.
Okay, I love Ramsay it. Snow from Game of Thrones.
Oh no, our table, it's broken.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones. I have no idea.
It's really good.
It's good.
It's okay. A really good impression, man.
Kronk.
Oh no, our table, it's broken.
That one, I love that one the best. Okay, Moriarty from Sherlock.
Oh no, our table, it's broken.
I think Ryan's the only one that's seen Sherlock, so.
Sherlock is so good. I'm probably going to watch it tonight after the podcast. That's how good it just reminded yeah. me of that.
Carl Weezer.
Oh no, our table. It's broken.
Would you mind saying that Jimmy's mom broke our table?
Jimmy's mom broke our table.
Everything I wanted more.
Okay, Loki.
Well, oh no, our table, it's broken.
Thor probably did it. Spider-Man, specifically Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Oh no, our table, it's broken. Mr. Stark.
And last one, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh no, our table, I think it's broken, you know what I mean, man?
Well,
all right.
What that's the full list. Yeah. Round of applause for Lucas here. That was wild.
Thanks,
I wish I could be louder, but I can't.
Yeah,
incredible.
In his hotel room right now. So we also do a thing where we take the plan that we had on this podcast and we throw it out the window. So we were just talking about before we started filming. Just a twist on this impression game. So we just heard you do very good impressions that you have practiced on.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear you do some impressions, and we'll join you.
Okay.
Some impressions that we just did not get to practice.
Okay.
Dan, this was your idea. I don't know exactly how like you want to start it.
Let's go with the first recommendation I had. I want to hear you guys' best Lois Griffin.
From Family Impression Guy. Lois Griffin. Okay. Dan, you go first. You recommended the character.
I hate this.
Oh no, but yeah, it was your idea, so
okay. Are we doing Oh No, Our Table's Broken?
Yeah, do it.
Ooh.
Oh, Peter, our table.
It's broken. I'm not. It was going in a different direction there. I don't. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. It's my best list.
Ryan?
Best Griffin impression.
I almost did Peter. That wouldn't have been helpful at all. That's a. Oh my gosh, I can't get Peter out of my head. Oh no, it's our table's broken.
It wasn't a bad Peter.
Oh, Peter, our table is broken. Okay. What about you guys? Right. You guys got?
All right, I have no idea. Peter, our table, it's broken.
Oh, God.
I didn't like it either.
Oh, okay, all right, let me try. Oh, Peter, our table, it's broken.
It got a little Mulaney at the end there.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's the high point of your register is yeah. John Mulaney.
Definitely. That's the breaking point is John Mulaney.
What's it like to have a nice masculine voice? Is it cool? Is it? Because I wouldn't know what that's like. Lois is my low tier. Like, that's
where I'm... Okay, Ryan, do you have an impression?
I want to hear you do Morty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, well, you suggested it. You got to start it off.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to do it. This table's broken.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
Okay. Dan?
I hate you guys. I don't know how to do this.
We don't know how to break dance.
Oh, our table, it's broken.
I don't know how to do that. There you go. Ben?
All right, Ben.
Oh, geez, Rick. I don't know, man. Our table, it's broken.
Okay.
You're really focused.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Rick. Oh, no. Our table, oh, look, it's broken.
Nice.
Wow.
So solid.
Okay. I have to pull it out. I want to hear everyone do Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ben, you lead with it.
Oh no, our table, it's broken.
Okay.
Oh boy, our table's all broken.
Pluto, our table's broken.
I love how Dan just laughs at the end of everything.
I can't not do it. It feels so unnatural for me to try and even like attempt.
Oh my God.
All right, Lucas, okay. Let's see what you got.
Oh no, our table is broken.
That sounded more Minnie than Mickey, but it was still like they have the same kind of thing. I think Minnie is just a little higher.
Damn, all right, I'll take it.
So that I think that's unless we don't want to do another round, but I know Dan wants to quit this game immediately.
I'd be totally down to do another round though.
Yeah, one more round. Lucas has to
okay.
pick
okay,
what
impression
okay. we're doing.
Oh, Lucas has to pick one, yeah.
Oof. It has to be something like everyone knows.
They can Google it.
Okay. I want everyone to do Homer Simpson.
Oh God.
And I haven't seen the last time. You're I gonna have Simpsons to start this one off. Simpsons movie.
Mm. Yeah. Well. Okay. To be fair, this is one I can't do.
Okay.
This is not as okay. So this is like this is my best effort. Is. Oh no! Our table is broken.
That's okay. Not bad. It's not the direction I think I was gonna go.
Yeah.
With the Homer Simpson.
Ooh, our table is broken.
Yeah.
You
okay?
Little
that's
Zoidberg yeah, that slips that in there too.
Bit,
yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
No, our table. It's I can't do it. I don't know, dude. I don't even know how to get into it.
It's like down here, I guess. That's better. Maybe.
I don't even know how to start with this one.
Worst day of your life. Worst day of your life so far.
That's not bad.
That's all right.
Our table is broken.
So it's...
I was just looking for something. I needed a line to get into it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
Was, that's why I was just like, I don't have one.
It's the worst day of your life so far.
That's like almost Patrick Starr.
It is. It's got like some.
It's the worst day of your life so far. East. I thought you said
voice,
east.
Homer's voice changes a lot now that I think about it. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Depending on what he's talking about. That's what. That's what really impresses me about your, like, the way that you do voices, Lucas, is that you change with the tone of it, the way the character does. Instead of most people, it feels like when they do impressions, they get one voice version. And it's cool that you've got levels of it. So yeah, that's just cool.
I appreciate that. I'm very thankful for that because I make an effort to try to get a range of emotions that can be expressed.
It's really cool. Oh, of course.
And don't worry, Dan, we did not forget about you.
Damn it. I was like, oh, let's just move on.
Let's hear your Homer Simpson.
I'm trying to find, like, the will to, like, will it out of myself. Okay. Do.
No, let's be nice. Let's be nice. Keep
that's
going.
What I sounded like. Oh.
Oh, Marge. Our table is broken. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, Marge. Our table's broken. There you go. That's my best attempt.
It makes me laugh every time you laugh at it.
It's just...
You sound like that guy that just reads other people's tweets and laughs at them on TikTok. Have you seen that guy? But yours is genuine, and I like it.
Mm. Oh, we like this version, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. We have to wrap up the podcast here. So before we let you go, do you have any projects you have coming up that you're excited about?
Yes, I have a bit of a variety show, mixed sketch and stand-up show coming very soon. I'm working on with some comedians in New York. At the moment, our name is Fifth Floor Comedy, but we've changed it before, and so it might change again. But I will be posting about it on my social media, at Lucas T. Arnold, Lucas with a K, and also lucastarnold.com is where I post any and all information about shows and stuff I'm up to.
The next question I was going to ask was like where can people find you?
I'm way ahead of you. It's almost like I'm looking at the notes too.
Well, you heard him here. So thank you, Lucas, for hopping on the podcast with us. We hope you had some fun. Been really quiet. Absolutely. In a hotel room with me.
Indeed. Being good neighbors.
I love how Dan and Ryan are also just like, yes, oh, yes, quiet. Mm.
Respectful. Snaps for everyone.
Thank you so much, Lucas. We love it.
Oh, please stop.
We'd love to having you.
Stop it. I hate this so much.
Oh, yeah, Ryan, let me know when you arrive in New York for your show later in the month.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Please.
It would be cool to meet in the real lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up with some of these audience submissions and then get on out of here. So thanks for popping in, Lucas. I will see you in 10 minutes.
All right.
Maybe less.
Let's hope. All right. So that brings us to our final thing for the episode. We have some audience submissions, and I'll kick us off. I'm trying to be like quick and not loud, and it's going well.
Feels like it's thrown you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not a quiet person. Okay, so I'll kick off. We have from Faith S. Hi, guys. First, I want to say I love the podcast. I listen to it while I'm at the gym, and the looks I get from people because I'm laughing are priceless. My first question is for Ryan. What is your favorite strange history fact and why?
The defenestration of Prague happened 3 times. That means that in 3 separate occasions, people were thrown out windows, and they were like, I mean, one more. You know what I mean? Like they didn't bar these windows at any point. I also was thinking about this last night. I just think it's like funny that I think it's just strange and kind of interesting, like the duality of like evil and normal people and normalcy. Like Ted Bundy working as a suicide operator, like hotline operator. Like I just think that's fascinating to just imagine him. Also, I think it's funny that John Wayne Gacy worked for the Democratic Party and Ted Bundy worked for the Republican Party, and I always think that's funny, where it's like, no matter who you like, you've got a serial killer. Like, that's just... Yeah.
If you don't have one, maybe you're the one.
Yeah, if you don't have a favorite serial killer...
If you're listening to this, you're a serial killer.
That's
yep, what we're trying to that's what we were saying. Ben, aside from the water moccasin, what has been your most dangerous or weirdest animal encounter? Probably the time that I jumped on an alligator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's many other opportunities to beat that one.
No.
And Dan, if you had to choose one person, alive or dead, to spend the weekend with, who would it be?
Lucas D. Arnold seems like a pretty good up guy. So yeah.
He couldn't hear you say that. He took the headphone out.
Damn it!
I'll tell him you said that.
Genuinely though, I mean. I genuinely want to hang out with Lucas, too.
Now you look.
Oh, yeah, but Lucas thing
I think
wasn't
they
genuine,
mean, like,
so.
Who, you know, who's your inspiring person, blah, 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 blah. I honestly would probably spend a weekend with
SZA. Beyonce. Oh,
SZA. I mean, Beyonce would be great, but SZA has a different, I don't know, energy. I think it would be really fun to hang out with her, so. Yeah.
Super. Awesome. And then Faith finished up by saying, love the podcast, guys.
Thank you, Faith.
Thanks, Faith. Ryan, all right. Our next question, yep, is from Chandler M. Ryan, I know you have a thing with being in multiple states and once, and I just listened to the episode where you talked about wanting to be in North Carolina, South Carolina border. And there is an amusement park that is on the border in Charlotte, Fort Mill,
yep,
called Carowinds.
Yep.
You can stand in the entrance in both states and even ride a roller coaster that goes in both states.
Yep.
Hope you are doing well and love the show. I'm doing better now, Chandler. Thank you for being
around, a legend. Around Halloween, they have their Halloween-themed thing called Scarowinds.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. I think it's bigger than Disneyland, too. I don't remember. I know I looked it up. Pretty sure Disneyland is a quarter of the size of Carowinds.
Wow.
All that comes to mind when I hear theme park is like the, and I have no idea why, but just welcome to Dude, such a perfect. Have some rules, let me lay them down. Such a good song. So catchy. Wipe your face. Anyway, next question comes from J-Day. Hi there. I know it's been a while now. However, I thought I'd let you know. I just watched your a methy Finnish episode 25, and I just want to say that last night I was stressed, annoyed, feeling under the weather, and tired when I watched it, which is why I watched it. You guys always make me feel better. Thank you. So I did your suggestion of taking a shot / drink of alcohol every time Ryan tried to pronounce Aimo Kuvunin. whenever someone made a Finnish joke or when Ben sipped water.
Oh, when I sip water?
Yeah, I think that was part of the challenge too. I saw someone make a comment about it before I started, which is why I included this. Oh, okay, so it wasn't a challenge. There you go. It was a bad but relieving decision. I don't remember going to bed or what really happened after about 28 minutes. Yeah, because we made a lot of attempts. It was a very fun night, though. And when I rewatched the episode this morning, I loved it. I needed the night, to be honest. I just don't like drinking much, and I don't do it often for someone my age, so I was very surprised when I woke up this morning and couldn't remember much. Haha. I didn't think you guys would do any of these things so much. Sorry, now it's getting like, yeah, rookie mistake. However, I want to thank you for making me more relaxed and more, for always bringing a smile to my face, even when you don't mean to. So thank you for being you. From Jade. Love. Love you, Jade.
Thanks for that, Jade. I'm sorry we knocked you out.
I'm sorry we almost quite literally killed you.
Yeah, that was real close to Jade dying.
Yeah, that's...
Whoops.
We love you, and I am just... I hope that our editor catches to my face when I realize that what they've done just... because that was...
You guys got lucky this time. I was out of water pretty much from the start.
Hush.
All right, we're going next question from Cheyenne H. Hey, guys, love the podcast. I have a few different questions. I listen to the podcast at work. It is the only thing that keeps me sane. Recently, I got into an argument with my boss, who is the owner of the company. I let my emotions get the best of me. He was walking away from me, and I fully stretched my arm out and gave him the finger, not realizing he could see me in the reflection on the glass window. I got called into a meeting 15 minutes later because he was just worried I was upset. Have you done something that made you think, wow, I can't believe I got away with that?
But legally, no.
This doesn't matter anymore because I'm not in university, but I cheated on the SATs.
What?
Yeah. Dan.
Yeah.
Story time?
Story time. That's a, okay. Story time for another time, yeah.
I can't believe I got away with that. I don't know. I feel like every day in Florida and surviving has that kind of feeling to it.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe I survived that day. I'm sure I have some other things, but that, yeah. There's just a lot there. Where I feel like I say it and then you guys just go, you did what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very frequent.
Cheyenne really also says,
I don't get away with a lot. I don't know. I just don't do a lot of things. I know.
No.
I know it's shocking, right? But yeah.
I'm just trying to picture smiling like, when you're several leagues beneath the surface of the ocean.
Yeah. I can't believe I survived. There's a lot of things that I can't believe I survived, like being that happy underwater and then drowning. You know, that was something. I didn't drown the way I should have.
Nice.
We're so proud of you.
I'm also just picturing Ryan trying to steal something and him shaking.
That's really what it would be.
Are you nervous, son?
No. Well, yes, always, but that's not what the shaking is for.
But not more than right now.
Cheyenne says, I love all genres of music. Do you have a song that just instantly makes you happy? Mine is Bang by AJR. Shout out, Ryan.
Nice.
Do I have a song that makes me happy?
That's probably Way Less Sad by AJR.
That's, that's pretty on the nose.
Mine right now is Crazy Tings by Tems. It's a very, like, I don't know, very good. Very vibey.
Mine...
song.
Casualty by Lawrence.
Ooh,
and I don't know.
I just got put on Lawrence as well. Someone found it. Someone found it, and they like keep sending me all their songs, and I'm like, I've started like genuinely listening to them. They're pretty damn good.
Instead of just as a joke to make fun of me.
Yes, pretty much. I mean, like the fact that you already knew them, like that sort of stuff, was great. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah.
They're
it was
great.
A boy. To be fair, it was a boy off a dating app, so that's why I was like,
"Okay,
maybe I should do this." You know,
you have to
conversation.
What were you gonna say, Ryan?
You
said speaking of Lawrence.
Oh, when are we gonna have them on the podcast?
Look, they're on tour right now. I will absolutely message them when it's safe for me.
He's like, we need to go a few episodes in before we.
Yeah. Cheyenne continues with, just saw Ben in Raleigh a few weeks ago. Hope you enjoyed the zebra cobra story. I did. It was just a few miles away from my house. I hope there will be a podcast show on the East Coast soon. I almost drove 5 hours to DC just to see Ryan. I was in a major car accident a couple months ago and still have severe anxiety while driving, so not this trip. Sorry, Ryan. Please visit the East Coast again soon. Much love, Cheyenne.
Thanks, Cheyenne. That was great.
Yeah, we'll be back on the East Coast. I'm currently on the East Coast, but I'll be back in Raleigh at Good Nights in March. So,
I
think it's in March. Ryan, you want to finish us off here? The last question?
You know what? I think I'd like to.
All right.
Keegan S., good day, gentlemen. I've been listening to the podcast for weeks now, and I finally caught up. My brother and I listened to you guys while at work. We're janitors, and it's just laughter galore. Nice. Thanks, Keegan. My brother just asked me this question. I thought it would be great for you guys. If you could pick any day in your life to be on repeat like Groundhog Day, what would you pick?
Ooh.
Oh.
What day would I pick?
Oh, I don't know, man.
You know what's an even better example of that, though, is Palm Springs. Have you guys seen Palm Springs?
Palm Springs is a great movie. Palm Springs is fantastic.
I haven't seen Palm Springs.
So good.
It was such a good take, and it was such
my
a good...
My roommate Peter showed me, and it was so good.
It was good in ways you wouldn't expect.
Yes, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if there's, like, a specific day like that, where it's like, I could have made something different happen.
Yeah, maybe the alligator jumping day, but I don't want to go back that far. Man, I don't know. In high school, when I was playing soccer, my soccer team, my senior year, won the district championship for the first time in 22 years.
Oh, wow.
And that was quite a celebration.
Wow.
So I guess maybe that was fun. There was definitely some things that I could, you know, have fun during the game, do different things, play some different positions, whatever. but I can't think of anything else. There's always been like really fun days that I've had, but I am drawing a full blank.
Yeah, it's a bit wild. One day I'd probably go back on, but that's not the question. The question is like, what day do you want to relive constantly? Honestly, probably I went on a beach trip last year or this year in January to Portland, Oregon, and it was just the best day. Uh-huh. Like it was just a good ass day. Everyone had dogs on the beach. And all the dogs were just great, and everyone was just like, yeah, just chilling. So probably there. That was a good day.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd probably go back, like, the super dumbly wholesome answer, but I'd go back to, I'd be very young, and I would be with my grandfather, and I'd just repeat
days on. Cute.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of you for that one for legal reasons.
Because Ben killed my grandfather. No, just...
I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't actually do that. It'd be wild. Hi, I'm Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to another episode of The Good, the Dan, the Florida Man. If this is your first time listening, I hope we said or did something that'll make you want to tune in again next week. Who knows what we're going to talk about next week? Maybe we'll go back to the program that we originally scheduled, which was the Plan of Salvation or whatever. I don't know, man. We're going to figure it out. Who knows when we're even going to have time to record it again. But if you want to find us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they find you?
You can find me at youthpastorryan.com, and it'll take you to everything else that you could possibly want.
Bam. I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to register for a website. But in the meantime, can catch me on all socials at Dan Bam Bam, except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLO_love. Ben.
You can find me and everything on my website, benbrainard.com. If you can't, it's spelled brain, A-R-D, and if you can't figure that one out, try using yours. I got to come up with some new stuff to say, apparently.
Your brain doesn't seem to be working tonight, though. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a little... I'm tired.
A little...
Yep. If you want to find the podcast, you can find everything for the podcast at gdfmpodcast.com. If you want to get our episodes a day early and some other goodies, you can sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/gdfmpodcast. If you want to email the podcast, you can email us at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. Until then, we will see you next week.
Bye!
Bye!